planned by Tonga's bachelor crown prince to sell his kingdom the world's fastest internet service has crashed, one of the key contractors has confirmed. Eccentric Crown Prince Tupatoa, aged 53, had swapped playing with toy soldiers to set up a wireless phone and internet service, which he had promised would be up to 8 times faster than anywhere else in the world. As part of the deal, his local company, Shoreline Communications, signed a deal with Singapore's Datacraft Asia for more than $10 million to build the high-speed digital network. But a spokeswoman for Datacraft in Singapore said today that the project had been cancelled. They declined to provide a reason. If you thought the days of the 3.5-inch floppy disk were all over and done with, think again. Fuji Photofilm has developed a nano-layer coating technology that disperses nanoparticles called nanocubic. And this technology can be used to give a 3.5-inch floppy disk a storage capacity of a whooping 3 gigabytes. The nanocubic technology will enable media recording density of more than 10 times that of existing media because the thickness of its magnetic layer is only a tenth as large. Only 11% of US consumers polled by Accenture said the internet was their preferred shopping venue for holiday purchases. 83% of those polled said traditional retail stores were their first shopping venue of choice. 43% said they didn't plan to shop more online this year than they did last year. And of those, 67% said they prefer traditional shops to retail websites. 33% said they plan to shop online the same amount as last year, whereas 23% plan to do more shopping online. Of those, 63% said they would shop more at retail websites because it's more convenient. 15% said things are cheaper online, and 11% find it useful to buy goods online and have them sent directly to the recipients. Chinese authorities have shut down more than 17,000 internet bars for failing to block websites considered subversive or pornographic. The closure came during a nationwide sweep of China's 94,000 internet bars that was launched in April. And still in China, a Chinese telecommunications manufacturer has marketed the world's smallest GSM mobile phone in cooperation with Aegis Systems. A spokeswoman for the Beijing company said that two types of the phones, known as the C6088 and the C6288, are about 76% the size of a name card and 66 grams in weight. That's around about 70% lighter than the average mobile phone. With 60 years of experience in telecommunications facilities, the company is one of China's leading domestic mobile phone producers. The company plans to introduce the GPRS technology from Aegis Systems early next year, and that will allow the GSM mobile phones to download from the internet at a speed of up to 50 kb per second. An internet privacy firm has closed an anonymous web surfing service that has been partly funded by the CIA and intended to give web users in countries such as China and Iran a way to circumvent censors. SafeWeb last week quietly shut down its service, which allowed people to surf the web anonymously for free and is unlikely to restart it, a spokeswoman said. The service, which has allowed users to be practically invisible on the internet, was the second of its kind to close in as many months, a trend experts ascribed primarily to commercial problems, but also because of a shifting mood in the United States that favors national security over protection of privacy. More scary bugs from Microsoft. A buffer overflow vulnerability in Microsoft Corporation's Windows Media Player software could let malicious attackers run code of their choice on a victim's system, Microsoft warned in an advisory last week. Microsoft is advising users to immediately apply a patch that takes care of not just the latest threat, but also a slew of other vulnerabilities, some of them still undisclosed, that cumulatively pose a critical security risk for users. The latest buffer overrun vulnerability affects Windows Media Player 6.4, 7, and 7.1, as well as Windows Media Player for Windows XP. A coding flaw exists in the Advanced Streaming Format, ASF, technology that's used by Windows Media Player for storing streaming media data and sending it over networks, according to Microsoft. The flaw makes it possible for attackers to send malicious ASF files that can either crash a system or let malicious hackers take administrative control of it. The flaw can successfully be exploited only by the user actually opening and playing the ASF file, Microsoft said. And there's no capability to exploit this vulnerability via email or a web page, the company went on. The cumulative patch that has been released for this latest hole also addresses other flaws that are more dangerous. Some of these flaws have already been disclosed by Microsoft and patches for them have been released. However, Microsoft said it has found other security flaws in Windows Media Player, but it hasn't released the details. In the worst case, these undisclosed flaws could let a malicious user run code on a victim's system that allows them to attack via email or a web page, the company warned. Britain's broadband ADSL service was plunged into darkness last week following a catastrophic failure of BT's network. It's understood that nearly all ADSL connections across Britain went down, including those provided by service providers other than BT, along with some unmetered dial-up services. And finally, students from Singapore and around the world could soon be studying for degrees at an online institution that will be approved and recognised by 15 universities, including the National University of Singapore and the University of Melbourne in Australia. The online university called U21 Global is a joint venture between Thomson Learning, an American-based company that runs courses for students across all ages and corporations, and Universitas 21, an international network of 18 research-intensive universities set up to exploit the higher education market. It will base its headquarters in Singapore and start offering courses from early 2003. And that's News Briefs for this week.